Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Receiving and Ministering Healing. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Can other people in charge, can their disobedience affect you? Yes, it can. Did the disobedience and unbelief of the unbelieving 10 spies and the rest of the Israelites affect Joshua and Caleb? Did it delay their entrance into the promised land? Yes, it did. But it didn't stop them. Did you get that? It didn't stop them. It didn't prevent what they were believing from coming to pass. That's why we ought to pray for our president. We ought to pray for our governors and our senators and our leaders. Why? Because their decisions affect us. Did you hear me? You ought to pray for your pastors. You ought to pray for your employers. Amen? Because their decisions affect you. You might like to think, well, I can just live in a bubble, just me and Jesus, but no. So this also explains something. Why didn't Paul stand up on the deck of that ship the first day and speak and say, winds, be still. Waves, lay down in Jesus' name. Why didn't he do that? Did he not know his authority in Jesus? Certainly he did. We see him doing other things like that. Why didn't he do it then? Because he didn't have it in his heart. Why? Because they were there because of not listening to God. Did you hear me? Well, what do you do when the leadership messes up and throws the thing in a hurricane for 15 days? You get in the belly of the ship and pray. And you say, God, have mercy on this bunch. I know you tried to tell us, but we weren't in charge. Have mercy on us. Help us. And God heard his prayer, and an angel stood by beside him and said, God's heard you, and don't be afraid. You have got to go to Rome. In other words, you ain't going to die out here. I got stuff for you to do in Rome. And look, God has given you everybody that's with you. Oh, they didn't know how glad they ought to be that little preacher was on board. Did you hear me? And folk may not know how glad they ought to be when you get on their airplane. When you get in the car with them. When you get on the boat with them. I'm serious. If you walk with God like you ought to be, heathen can be spared because you're on board. It's a fact. Bible fact. But anyway, regardless of why something is that way, you still have to have the spirit of faith about you. You're an overcomer. So they didn't listen to God. So I can still overcome. So we've been in a storm for 15 days. So I'm not quitting. I can overcome. So we're snake bit. So I can overcome. I am an overcomer. Amen. You see the spirit of faith in Paul. Oh, I love it. It's that unconquerable spirit of God. Amen. Hold your place here and turn over real quickly to 2 Corinthians 4. Let me remind you of this wonderful spirit of faith that the same Apostle Paul talked about by the Holy Ghost right here. 2 Corinthians 4, 8. Are you there? We better hurry up. I hadn't even got to Publius yet, you understand? 2 Corinthians 4, 8. Paul said, what? We're troubled on every side. Now, some people leave the idea that if you have enough faith, you never have any trouble. Well, that's not in the Bible. But if you have enough faith, you never have any troubles, you never have any problems, you never have any tests, never have any trials. No, the Bible didn't tell you that if you had enough faith, you never have any problems. The Bible teaches that if you have faith, you will overcome every problem. Sure. Paul said, trouble? We got it, buddy. Every side. Yet. Amen. Yet. Amen. I am not distressed over it. Hallelujah. I'm not stressed out over it.
Amen.
Can you have trouble on every side and not be stressed out?
Yes.
If you're a believer.
Amen.
You say, well, I am a Christian. I didn't say Christian. I said believer.
Yeah.
That means you live by faith every day. You believe instead of doubt. Walk by faith instead of fear and sight. He said, we are perplexed. What does perplexed mean? It's kind of like the cartoon with the caption bubble over your head with a big question mark. It's like, huh? What's going on? What is this? He said perplexed, but what? But not down over it, not despairing over it, not depressed over it, persecuted, but what? We know we're not forsaken. God's still with us. Cast down,
not destroyed,
but not destroyed. One translation says knocked down, but not knocked out. Hallelujah. Verse 13, he said, we have the same spirit of faith as it's written, I believed and therefore have spoken. We also believe and so we speak. Oh, that spirit of faith. That spirit of faith. I've had people look at me crying and go, I don't understand what's happening to me. I'm a faith man. This is not supposed to be happening to me. I'm a faith person. Not right now, you're not. Faith doesn't act like this. I'm a word man. This is not supposed to be happening to me. No, see, you're blowing it. You're yielding to fear. You're yielding to unbelief. And see, a lot of people would have done that, wouldn't they? If they made it through the 15-day hurricane. If they made it through the shipwreck and they made it to the island and they got this poisonous, big old, honking, deadly, scary snake that just injected you with ever how many cc's of venom, they would go, God, oh God, oh Lord, I'm trying to serve you, and this is what I get. I don't understand. I don't understand. You got to help me. That's how you die.
Yeah.
That's how you swell up and fall down and die. And they have your funeral and they go, well, he was a great man. Bless his heart. He died serving the Lord. And that's all great and good, but there's something better. I said, there's something better. Did Paul freak out?
No.
Did he go spastic? What did he do? What did he do? Oh, friend, here's the deal. Stuff can happen. Sometimes stuff happens because of your own dumb fault. Sometimes other people are dumb. Dumb beyond your control. It's true. You're not in charge and they make dumb mistakes and it affects you like it did Paul. And stuff can happen that's not good, that's not the will of God. But here's the deal. When it does, is it going to shake you up? Are you going to shake it off? You got it. It's your choice. It's your choice. It's going to come. Stuff comes. But when you feel shaken on the inside, that's the time you got to get a hold of yourself and say, fear not. Fear not. The Lord is with us. Fear not. His word is true. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will not fear. I will fear no evil. I don't care if hair standing up on the back of your neck and your knees are bumping together and goosebumps are double parked on your arms. In spite of the feelings, in spite of all that, you say, I refuse to fear. I will not fear.
Amen.
No, God's been too good to me. He's never let me down. He's never failed me. He's not going to start now. I'm not going to die on this island from a snake bite. No, I'm going to Rome. God's already told me I'm going to Rome. I'm going to preach at Rome and this ain't Rome. So I cannot die out here on one of these stinking snake bites. I can't. I will not die. I will live and go do the work of God. Now, friend, that's exactly how you must respond if you get a bad report. Did you hear me? If they tell you got a dread disease, or if they tell you that your money deal's not going through, or whatever, something with your kids, I don't care what it is, when it comes and it grabs you and it tries to shake you, remember? Just like Paul standing by the fire with that snake on his hand. Whether you live or die, whether you overcome or whether you are overcome, is right in your hands right now. What do you decide to do? Let it shake you up or what? Shake that old snake off in the fire. Shake it off. The Greek literally says, brush it off. The brush tells you something, doesn't it? What does brush tell you? So what? Big deal. What's a snake beside the power of God? See, when things happen, it's going to depend on what you magnify. If you magnify the snake, oh, do you know this is snakeus venomous, you know? The worst snake in the whole world. You know, there's enough venom just injected in my hand to kill two elephants. And, you know, they say you only last about 15 minutes. Man, I'm feeling it already. Oh, no. Oh, no. This is awful. You're going to die. Or do you magnify God? Do you begin to say, greater is he that's in me than any snake that's in the world? Greater is the keeping power of God in me, the Holy Ghost anointing in my blood, than venom. Venom is nothing beside the power of God. Cancer is nothing beside the power of God. Did you hear me? Depends on how you talk, how you think, which you magnify. Magnify the problem, you'll perish. Magnify God, you'll triumph. You'll live. One way of resisting the devil, one exercise of faith, is you make light of the problem. You make little of it. What do? You go, that's just a snake. Don't worry about it, guys. Yeah, but Brother Paul, that's a snakeus deadliest. Nah, telling you, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Unless you like barbecue snake, there he is. And the Bible says what? When the barbarians saw the venomous beast hang on his hand, they said among themselves, no doubt this man's a murderer, whom though he escaped the sea, yet vengeance suffers not to live. They thought, look at that. He made it out of the storm. He made it out of the shipwreck. And now he's going to die here from a snake bite. And he shook off the beast into the fire and felt no harm. One translation says, no harm at all. Oh, glory to God. How many remember Jesus said he'd given us authority and power, and the enemy's under our feet, and nothing shall by any means hurt you.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Publius Father, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1219. That's R-1219, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.